And now it's time for Please Explain.
Please explain.
Many Australians are indirectly involved with the share market via their super fund. But have you ever thought about getting directly involved in the share market yourself? Well, it's expensive. You can make it easier by taking out a loan to help cover the cost of purchasing the shares. But when the share prices fall, you may be involved in a margin call. Dave Mikhailuk, Professor of Finance at the UTS Business School, explained to me earlier what a margin call exactly is.
Sure, I'll start out by telling you what a margin is. So this is when you can buy something, but only pay a portion of the actual dollar amount. So for example, you could buy $100 worth of shares, but only put $50 into your account, and then the broker would loan you $50 to be able to buy the $100 worth of shares.
Why a margin call is made then?
Well, what happens is you put up a 50% margin, say for example that example I just gave you, and then what happens is there's a maintenance margin. So if the price goes down, it would take away the total value of that $100. And a maintenance margin will be less than the initial margin, so it might be something like 25%. So if the value drops, say, all the way to, you know, $50, let's say, you have a loan of $50, you've eroded everything you possibly have in value. So before that happens, whoever's, you know, giving you this loan wants to make sure that you have enough money in there. So as soon as it hits 25%, they're going to call you and say, you have to put more money in. And that's what the margin call actually is.
So who makes these calls and who does it impact the most?
The margin call is made by whoever's giving you the loan. So for example, if the example with the stocks is the broker who actually has the loan. But each different instrument will have, each financial instrument will have a different margin amount. So the one area that's the highest level of leverage, so that's the portion that you can borrow, is actually with foreign exchange. So you can put a very, very little amount down and buy exposure to a foreign exchange. That is, can be, you know, the example I gave you before was 2-to-1, right? You put down 50, you get something twice as much. With foreign exchange, it could be 500-to-1. So they watch that very closely, and they would been every day, might, if it goes down, they'll ask you for more money. If you can't make the margin call, what happens is they will sell all the securities really quickly so that they don't lose out. They'll, you know, they'll cash it all in so that you can pay the loan back and give you anything remaining.
Can you take us through the general process or steps of making a margin call?
Well, the only real step is monitoring how much equity and how much of the loan is there. So the example of 50% or 25%, that just gets calculated. And as soon as it goes below a certain amount, you get a margin call to put more money in or else they'll liquidate the securities.
So margin calls, they can be a pretty daunting thing, as you explained earlier. What are the ethics behind margin calls? Because I can imagine that quite a lot of entities can go under it because of margin calls made by the lenders.
Well, it's actually really interesting if you look back on what caused the Great Depression in the 30s. So around in the 20s, there was no 1920s, in, especially in the US, there was no maximum amount that people were willing to give. So you had these ratios where you could put down 10% of the value of a stock and then it would go up and you'd make lots of money because you had this high leverage. But of course, if it went down, then you'd have to have a margin call. This caused a lot of people to get involved in the stock market, and they made, you know, they make lots of money on the way up, but then on the way down, it would go down below and people would lose all of their equity or more if the price dropped really quickly. So it should remind you a little bit of like the Sydney housing market, if suddenly there was prices dropping, but people don't trade that like securities. So the ethics behind it is it's fine to do it if you fully understand the risks involved, but if you don't understand the risks and people are just telling you can make lots of money, well, you can make lots of money on the way up, but you can lose a lot of money on the way down.
What are regulations that can help prevent this then? Are they strong enough?
Well, definitely what happened after the Great Depression is there was limits imposed almost immediately. So buying stocks now on margin for the common person is very difficult. You have to qualify. You have to have good credit. And there's only a maximum now, I think, in the U.S. of 2-to-1. Other markets where their regulation is not as strong requires the individual to be very, very smart and very, very, you know, trained up so that there's no question that they understand the risks.
So that they have to be willing to take risks as well.
Right. They have to be aware of the risks. So this is where if the people are asked to do something, potentially they're not given all the information, that can cause a problem.
Reporter Vincent Sue there with this week's Please Explain.